You guys, welcome to the Tomes of Terror Show Special Edition 2021 TBR Show. I don't know why I decided to do this one. It's just like I just thought of it the other day, and I was like, hey, since it's the end of the year, and hopefully 2021 is better than 2020 has been, and since this is kind of a new series that I started, I was like, why don't I just make a little special video to post on the last day of 2020 or the first day of 2021, and just kind of give people a heads up on what my book pile is looking like, what I'm planning on reading in the next year, and what I'm going to be making videos, reviewing. So you guys can be kind of up on all the stuff that I'm going to be reading and maybe look forward to one or another particular one. Now, like I said, I'm going to kind of show all these books. Now, this is not to say that I might not buy some other ones like in the interim and put those up in the rotation. And I'm not saying anything about like what order that I'm reviewing them in or anything like that. So these are just ones that I have in my pile in no particular order. I'll be reading them and reviewing them in the upcoming year. So first one I want to talk about, I got this one right here. This was a recommendation from a listener. This is The Black House by Peter May. And they told me that this was like really, really, really good book. I guess this is set in Edinburgh, Scotland. And basically there's a murder that takes place on this island. And it's supposed to be like similar to this killing on the mainland. And there's this Edinburgh detective. So it sounds like kind of a murder type story, which I'm always really into those. And I love that the main character's name is Finn MacLeod, which is possibly the most Scottish name ever conceived. But yeah, so this is I'm really, really looking forward to this one because I've had a lot of good recommendations about this one. So this will be one that I'm going to be reading and reviewing pretty soon, probably pretty early in the new year. Here's another one that I've seen come up on a lot of booktubers' channels. Some people really, really liked it. Some people were kind of meh about it, but it sounded like really intriguing. So this is Nyctophobia by Christopher Fowler. And the back of this one is basically about an architect with a wealthy husband. They move into this creepy old house in southern Spain, and it's on a cliff and everything. And I guess like some creepy shit happens in the house. We always love a good haunted house story. And this one is kind of like house has a weird history, and there's something to do with her being afraid of the dark. So this sounds like a really cool, like, kind of gothic haunted house type story, and I really, really like those. And I've heard a lot of good about this one as well, so I'm kind of looking forward to this one too. Here's another one. I'm not really sure if this one is a horror novel per se or if it's more like a thriller, but this was one that I saw recommended. I think it was on Jordaline Reads, and I really like a lot of her recommendations. Actually, if you haven't subscribed to her YouTube channel, she's super cute, and she puts up probably a couple videos a week, I think. And she's always got really, really good recommendations. I've gotten a lot of recommendations of books I've already reviewed from her show. And there's another one too called Shades of Orange, which is also very good. But this one is called The Devil of Nanking by Mo Hayder. I think this came out back in, I want to say 2004. I think this came out. And like I said, I think it's kind of like, it's about an English woman in Tokyo, and she's looking for a piece of lost film footage. And we always love stuff about creepy lost films. I'm really into that stuff. Like I said, it's that one that I reviewed a while back, Experimental Film by Gemma Files. That's a conceit that I like a lot. So I'm kind of looking forward to this one, and I've heard a lot of good about this one as well. This is, the back of it says it's kind of comparing it to Thomas Harris. Okay, I'm liking that. And Ian Rankin also sounds pretty good. So yeah, so this is kind of like more a thriller. So I've heard this is also very good. So this is another one that's going to be coming up soon. If you remember a while back, I reviewed a book called The Nightmare Room by Chris Sorensen. And the cool thing about it, even as small as my little book review series is, Chris Sorensen himself saw the review and was very happy about it and actually offered to send me the other two books in the series for free. So he sent them to me. And those are The Hungry Ones and The Messy Man. So these are the other two in the trilogy. So I'm assuming that this is kind of going on, because like I said, if you remember, go back and watch my review of The Nightmare Room. It's about a guy who's like an audiobook narrator, and he moves into this farmhouse that belonged to his dad, And all of this, there's this really weird like entity that lives down in there. And I don't want to, like I said, don't want to give too much away, and I've already reviewed it anyway. But so this is a continuation of that, and it was really, really nice of Chris Sorensen to send me these two books. So I will either be doing one separately, or I might do one just on both of them together. I'll probably read them both at the same time, just so I kind of have, because otherwise I don't want to, and this will probably be soon because I don't want to like forget what happened in the first one, because that kind of happens. Like I'll read a bunch of books and be like, wait, was this the book where that happened or whatever? So yeah, so I might read these two and put them like in one show. So that'll probably be pretty soon. Here was another one that a listener had recommended, and I don't really know much about this one. I think it came out in 2013 originally. This is Hex by Thomas Old Hoivelt. So I guess it was originally in Dutch, and it came out in 2013 in Dutch, but then the English version didn't come out till 2016. So yeah, so this is a Dutch author, written 5 novels, won the Hugo Award, so there you go. And this is, ooh, basically this is about a town in the Hudson Valley, which is haunted by the Black Rock Witch, a 17th century woman whose eyes and mouth are sewn shut. So I'm into this already. I love old school witch stories, and I feel like there aren't enough of them. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like there aren't enough old school witch movies either. I know they did Gretel and Hansel recently, and I guess they're kind of starting to make a comeback, but you know, with The Witch, the Robert Eggers movie and all that kind of stuff. But I really, really like old haggy witches, you know what I mean? I feel like in the 90s and early 2000s, they did too much of like the sexy witches. And that's cool, but I don't know. I like creepy old witches. What can I tell you? But yeah, so creepy old witches from the 17th century with their mouths sewn shut. I am all about that. And like I said, this was a recommendation from a listener, so I'm really, really looking forward to this one. I ordered it off Amazon like the day that they recommended it because I was like, ooh, that sounds really good. So yeah, that's definitely going to be high up on the priority list, this one. This one was another one that I kind of heard a lot of people, you know, a lot of other booktubers like talking about. And it seemed like it sort of got mixed reviews, but it sounded really cool. Like, I really like the sound of it. This is 12 Nights at Rotherhouse by J.W. Auchincloss. And it's basically, I think it's about a guy who's like a writer, and he goes to, like, he's like a paranormal type writer where he goes around to all these like haunted locations and, you know, writes books about them. And I guess he goes to this abandoned haunted house and is gonna stay in it for 2 weeks. And apparently it's real, real scary. So, that's what I heard anyway. So I always like I said, I always like really scary haunted house stories. That's like really cool. So I'm very, very excited about this one. I think this might be brand out. Like, I tend to, I, this is terrible to say, but if I'm gonna order them off Amazon, I usually get used copies because I'm cheap. Well, I'm broke. So I try to get used ones. But this one I think was new because I don't think there was any used ones available for this. So yeah, I think I'm pretty sure this is a new one. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to this one as well. The haunted house is called Rotter House, which is a fucking great name. So, you know. Now, this one right here, I think the first, yeah, I guess it was like the first book that I reviewed on this series was If You See Her by Anya Allborn. And like I said, she's kind of a writer that she's written like a shit ton of stuff, and her stuff like gets reviewed all over. And I think I said on that review that I had another book in my pile that I was eventually gonna get to, that she had written as well. And this one has gotten like way better, because If You See Her got like really good reviews too, but it seems like this one is kind of like, when you're talking about Anya Allborn, this is kind of like the one that comes up as people's favorite of hers. And this is called The Devil Crept In. And again, you can see that's a used copy. Sorry, that's from the public library because, like I said, I'm broke. This is basically about a little kid. I think it's told from the point of view of a little kid whose little friend has gone missing in the woods. And yeah, this is another one that I first heard about on Jordaline Reads, like on her channel. And she just couldn't stop gushing about this one, about how great it was and how it being written from the point of view of like a little boy named Stevie, that it was like really, really well written in that regard, and how it was like really, really creepy and really, really fucked up. And I was like, ooh, that sounds really good. So yeah, so I definitely will be reading this one soon as well. I just wanted to space out like some of the authors because I had already done one of hers. I kind of want to get through some of the other authors that I haven't done any of theirs yet, before I get to this one. So it might be a little while, but I definitely will get to this one because I'm looking forward to reading it. Here's another one that I'm really excited about. This is actually a short story collection. This might be, I don't think I've reviewed any of these so far. And this is by the very well-known Thomas Ligotti. This is called Teatro Grotesco. So there we go. And yeah, I've read some Thomas Ligotti before. I think I just read some of his short stories like in various anthologies and whatnot. I can't remember if I've read any of his like full length stuff, but I really, really like his writing is like really original. He has like a really original, distinct style. And I really, really like short stories. I like writing them and I like reading them. So I definitely had to pick this one up. Like I said, short story compilation. So we'll see, we'll see where this one goes. Kind of Edgar Allan Poe-ish, kind of H.P. Lovecraft kind of thing. I'm kind of into it. So yeah, this is probably my first short story collection I'm going to do. Now here's one that I think everybody but me that reads horror novels has read this already and has talked about how fucking great this book is and how fucked up and gross and gory and everything. And this is The Troop by Nick Cutter. I mean, this turned up on so many people's like best of lists. I think it came out in 2014 originally. Basically about I think it's a Boy Scout troop or something like that, and they're out in the woods, like on a camping trip, like in Canada somewhere, like in the wilderness. And then this dude comes into their campsite and he's like all like gross and skinny and everything, and then shit goes very, very sideways from there. So yeah, I've heard this is like really fucked up, and I'm here for it. And as I said, this is another one that's turned up on everybody's list, and I feel like everybody has read this but me, so I really, really had to get hold of this because I'm like, this sounds like some shit that's right up my alley. So yeah, definitely looking forward to this one as well. Now I got two here by good old Dan Simmons. If you haven't read any Dan Simmons, you need to get on that shit because Dan Simmons is amazing. I haven't read all of his books, but I've read several of them. I mean, seriously, you need to read The Terror. You need to read like so many other ones. And this one, of the books I've read of his, this is my favorite. Now, I've already read this one, but it was years ago. I think this came out in 2009. This is Drood by Dan Simmons. And I read it very shortly after it first came out, and I loved it. And I just thought it was amazing. And so I was like, well, when I thought about doing this series, this was actually the first book that I thought about doing. So I definitely am going to reread it and review it again for this show because it's been, like I said, probably about 10 years since I've read it. If you don't know, this is actually, it's like historical horror fiction. And it's like a fictionalized account of Charles Dickens and Wilkie Collins. And they're trying to solve this mystery of this dude, this creepy dude who you're not entirely sure is human or not, Edwin Drood. And that is actually like the last thing that Charles Dickens wrote in real life that he didn't finish was called The Mystery of Edwin Drood. So this book is almost kind of like that really happened, but not, you know what I mean? They're doing like a fictionalized version of it. And it is so, so good. This book is so, so good. I loved it so much. It's probably one of my like favorite horror novels of all time. And I'm really, really excited. I didn't even have a copy because I think I checked it out of the library like as soon as it came out and read it. And so I was like, when I first conceived of doing the show and I was ordering a bunch of books, this was the first one that I put in the cart. I'm like, I need a copy of this because I definitely want to like review this at some point. And yeah, so I really want to get to this one. Now, while we're speaking of Dan Simmons, I was at a used bookstore a few weeks ago and I saw this one right here on the shelf. And this right here, I hadn't heard of this one. So I guess this one came out, I think this one came out in 2015. So this is The Fifth Heart, and this is kind of a similar thing where I feel like it's like real life characters or real characters like put into a situation, because I remember like I opened it and I read, it's basically Sherlock Holmes and Henry James come to America together in 1893 to solve the mystery of Clover Adams, who was the wife of historian Henry Adams. So it's basically using real historical characters. And I know Sherlock Holmes wasn't really a real person, but you know what I mean? Like using mostly real characters and like one fictional one and solving kind of a real life mystery, but with fictional elements. And as soon as I read that first like thing, because this is kind of like Drood, but with different characters, I was kind of like, oh, I'm so on board. I'm having that. So yeah, I bought this the other day. So I'm very, very excited about this one too. I have not read this one yet. I have read Drood before, but I haven't read this one. So yay. Here's another one that I picked up on this same excursion to the used bookstore. This is Monster by Frank Peretti. This is one that I remember when this came out. I think this came out back in fucking 2005. It was like a long time ago. And I remember seeing this book everywhere. Like, I feel like everybody reviewed it. Like, I feel like I even read some reviews of it, or I saw it in the library or something. But I don't think I ever got around to reading it. I very well may have read it and just forgot. I don't really know, because I did read a lot of horror books back then. And like, there was a time in my life when I was going to the library every 3 weeks and checking out like 20 books, and I would read, you know, so I was reading like a book a day pretty much, or a book every other day. And then every weekend I was going to a bookstore and buying a book or two as well. So I used to read like much, much more than I still do. I don't really have time to anymore, sadly. But I feel like this is a book that I probably would have read at the time. But if I did, I don't remember if I read it. But yeah, so I saw this on the shelf and I was like, eh, why not? It was, you know, it's in really, really good condition, even though it was used. And I think I got it for $6 or $7. But I was like, so even if I did read it before, I don't remember anything about it. So it'll be totally fine. But yeah, this is another one that I'll be reviewing very soon. Now this right here, I don't know a great deal about this book. It's called Behind Closed Doors by B.A. Paris. It's basically, it's a psychological thriller. I think it came out in 2016, I want to say. I just got intrigued by this one. I love psychological thrillers. I mean, I have to say. I saw somebody, might have been Jordaline, might have been Shades of Orange, I can't remember. But I remember somebody like recommending this and talking about how this was, I think it was like one of their favorite books of last year. Or it was one of their favorite books that they had read that year, if not their favorite book of the year. And it sounded kind of intriguing. So I guess it's kind of like, it sounds like a really intriguing premise, because it kind of sounds like, from what I could glean from the review and what I'm like, could figure out from the text on the back, is basically like there's this couple who are kind of like an upper middle class couple, and they seem like they're super, super perfect. But there's like all these weird little things about them, like, how does this wife like eat so much and she's still skinny? How come she never answers the phone? How come, like, so there's like all these little weird things that suggest that there might be something weird going on behind closed doors, obviously. So yeah, and I love that kind of shit. Ooh, secret shit going on behind the facades of like seemingly perfect people. I don't know, it just sounded really good. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I just went, to Amazon and got myself a copy. So we'll see what that's all about very soon too. Here's another one that a listener recommended. And again, this sounds super cool. This is The Hollow Places by T. Kingfisher, which I believe is a nom de plume. I don't remember what the author's real name is, but I think that that is a fake name. That's a fake name. They also wrote The Twisted Ones, which is another one that I want to get to, because it keeps coming up in my Amazon recommended. Because they're like, hey, all these books you bought, you might want this one too. And I'm like, oh, well, that also sounds good. So I'll kind of get to that one in a little while. But yeah, so this one also sounds very cool. It concerns like a weird, it seems like a weird museum, like a house/museum, like in rural North Carolina somewhere. And I love that the tourist spot or the museum is called the Glory to God Museum of Natural Wonders, Curiosities, and Taxidermy. I mean, you know? Okay, so yeah, so that I was like, okay, I'm sold. This is another one that I'm really looking forward to. And like I said, thank you to whoever recommended this to me. Any book recommendations you guys have, I mean, I know I have so many to get to, and I don't know how soon it will be before I can get to your recommendation. But, and like I said, I don't know what order I'm going to end up reading these in. It'll just be in like whatever order I feel like reading them in, basically, like whatever mood I'm in. But yeah, this is definitely one that I want to get to like sooner rather than later, because this sounds like kick-ass. All right, so I already reviewed one book by Grady Hendrix. It was Horror Store, the one that looked like an IKEA catalog, which I thought was delightful and charming and hilarious. So I've heard that this one is even better. This is also Grady Hendrix, and it's called My Best Friend's Exorcism. And look at this cover. It looks like an old VHS tape with stickers on it and everything. I said, and I think I said this on my horror store review, I love when you go whole hog. I love the gestalt of the look of the book being thematically tied to the story of the book. That is just so satisfying to me. I guess because I'm a graphic designer. I just like the whole package to go together. So when you do shit like this, it just warms my cockles. Seriously. Like even the back of it, look, it looks like an old like 80s VHS. I fucking love it. But yeah, so I've heard this is set back in the 80s, obviously, if you can tell from the cover, and it has to do with an exorcism, clearly, but it's also, I heard it was also kind of like, a real like heartfelt like friendship story. And that was kind of like the heart of it, and I thought that was like a really cool idea, and I really loved Horror Story. I thought it was hilarious. So I'm hoping this one will be good. And like I said, I've heard this one's even better, so we'll see how that goes. I think this came out in 2016. So I think Horror Store might be a little bit newer. I can't remember what year did that come out? 2018, 2019. I think I said on my review, I can't remember. But I think this one came out before that. But yeah, so this is definitely one that's going to be high up on my list. But like I said, since I already did a Grady Hendrix not too long ago, I will probably wait a little while to do this one just so I don't have the same author, like too many of them close together. I don't know why I care, but this is another one that a lot of BookTubers have recommended. And it mostly sounds like a good, it sounds like kind of like a slasher, which sometimes I like some of those. Like I said, usually I like haunted house stories or psychological, fucked up psychological horror, but I do like a good slasher every now and then. This is Kill Creek, right here, by Scott Thomas. So, pretty much, I think it's a pretty simple story where it's basically like, slasher. Like there's a guy going around like killing people, picking them off one by one. So yeah, but I've heard this is really good, really well done. So we'll see how this one goes too. Seems like it's gotten a lot of positive reviews. So we'll see if we like it. Now at this point, I'm gonna get into, I know I already talked about Drood, which like I said, I already read. But from this point forward, I have a few more books that I want to talk about. These are ones that I have actually read at some point in the past, but I liked them so much, or they made so much of an impression, that when I decided to do this series, I decided that I was going to reread them to review for the show. So from this point forward, these are all books that I already had and that I had already read, although in most cases it's been many years since I've read them. And the first of those is this iconic motherfucker right here, House of Leaves, Mark Danielewski. I mean, I have to do this book. I have to. I mean, this novel is so. As if you haven't read it, like I know there's some people that are just kind of like, what? It's just too. This is not just a book. This is a commitment. I mean, you have to. If you're gonna read House of Leaves, you really have to commit. This book is very long. It is very dense. It has a whole bunch of different storylines going on, and there's just all this, and it's just so complex, but it's fucking genius. And it's seriously one of the best horror books I've ever read. So I'm really looking forward. Sometime in 2021, I'm gonna reread this shit right here, and I'm gonna review it for the show, have a big long discussion about it, because I know most of you have probably read it, because a lot of people have said, are you gonna do House of Leaves? Are you gonna do House of Leaves? Yes, I'm gonna do House of Leaves. Like I said, I have read it before, but it's been several years. So I'm really psyched about getting to read it again and getting back into this shit, because this book is, this fucked me up. And it's, you know what I mean? Because I love books that are so immersive like this, that are almost kind of like, not, I don't wanna say like a puzzle, but sort of, you know what I mean? Where it's just kind of like you get all involved, like in all the little mysteries and everything like that. I fucking, it's like an ARG kind of. So yeah, I'm really stoked about rereading this. I'll probably get to this like fairly soon. This one might take me a while to read, so I might have to like read some other ones like while I'm reading this one too, just so I can keep up a week-long schedule. Because I think the first time I read this, I can't remember how long it took me to read it. I don't think it took me that long, but this is kind of a book that you need to take your time with and like sit and stew in it. You know what I mean? You have to spend time with it. You can't just read it through and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm done. So it's kind of one of those type of things. Is that's what I mean when I say it's a commitment. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be reviewing this sometime this year. So All right, now I've just got a few more paperbacks. Like I said, these are ones that I've read before. This is Silk by Caitlin Kiernan. I remember this being very good. I haven't read it in a while. I remember reading Red Tree, I think, which was also very good. But yeah, this is basically kind of gothy, about a girl named Spider. So yeah, so I remember this being really good, so I'm going to be reviewing this one as well. I think this was probably 15 years ago I read this, maybe something like that. But I just remember, I don't remember a lot about like what it was about. I just remember sort of the feeling it gave me, like, you know what I mean? So yeah, so this is another one that I'm going to be rereading and reviewing for the show. Now these ones, I think I said on my review of Come Out Tonight by Richard Layman, that there was a time period when I was basically going to the bookstore and I was picking up a lot of these paperbacks that were coming out. I think it was Leisure Books or whatever. I can't remember what the publishing company was called, but they always put out, they had this kind of stable of authors, which included, you know, Edward Lee, Richard Layman, like Jack Ketchum, stuff like that. So I was buying like a bunch of these pretty much every week and reading them. And I have a bunch of them, so I might get to like some other ones as well. But these were just the two that stuck out to me as being like the most memorable. And so this was Dark Fall by Stephen Laws. Now, don't get confused, because I think Dean Koontz also wrote a book called Dark Fall, if I'm not mistaken. This is not that one. This is basically about a bunch of people trapped in a high rise, like at work, and like bad shit ensues. So I'm going to be reading that one. And this one is called Nightmare House by Douglas Clegg. And I remember really, really liking this one a lot, too. This is kind of like, you know, basically a haunted house, and it's like an evil house, kind of. And you know how much I love evil house stories. So, yeah, that's another one I'm going to be doing. Speaking of Jack Ketchum, you guys know that I have to do this book. Probably his best known one, and the one that they've made two, count them, two movie adaptations of, that I know of. They might have made more than that. And the movie adaptations are good, but the book is way better. The Girl Next Door. I think this came out in the late 90s, 1998. It's actually loosely, fictionally based on a true story about a girl who was kept captive by a relative or a friend of the family and like basically tied up in the basement, and all the neighborhood boys like would come over to this woman's house and like go down to the hey, let's go down to the basement and like rape this girl and torture this girl. Like I said, it really happened. Sylvia Likens was the name of the victim. It happened in the 50s, I think, 1958, I want to say, or early 60s, I can't remember. But yeah, so this is like a fictionalization of that. This book, I think I've read it twice, although it's been probably like 5 or 6 years since I read it last time. This book, you will need a bleach shower afterward. It is very, very disturbing. The movies are also disturbing, but not nearly as disturbing as the book is. So if you've seen the movies and you thought that was fucked up, read the book and you'll be like, oh, okay, the movie was like not as fucked up as I thought, because this book is fucked up. And then go read about the real case, because that's really fucked up. But yeah, I mean, I love Jack Ketchum. I've got like a couple of his other books too. I might have Off Season and some other stuff. So I'll probably do some more Jack Ketchum as well. But this was just kind of the first one that came to hand. And I was kind of like, oh man, I got to do this one. This is a fucking classic. So yeah, I'll definitely be doing this one soon. Next up, got two more by Master of Horror, I suppose you could call him, Peter Straub. I reviewed Mrs. God not too long ago, which is basically like a novella. And that was actually in, or a version of it was in Houses Without Doors, which is a short story compilation, which I have. And I was actually going to review that book until I read Mrs. God and realized that it was also in that book. So I was like, well, shit, I don't know if I want to review that whole book now. I still might, but you know, I don't know how it's going to go. But I have a bunch of other Peter Straub, including Ghost Story, which I'm sure I'll probably get to, even though I feel like a lot of people have probably read that because it's kind of like a horror classic. These ones are just ones that I had sitting around, and these were the first two that I grabbed. So I'm definitely going to do these two at some point. This is The Hellfire Club, which I remember being very good. I like that nice tacky price thing up there, which is actually printed on there. It's not even a sticker, so you know. And that, and I got Lost Boy, Lost Girl. So I have read both of these, but it's been a while. So I'll review those at some point. Probably be a little while because, like I said, I just did Mrs. God not too long ago. So I want to I'll give Peter Straub a break so we can get some other like authors in there. Now this book here, I feel like this came out back in 1999. Now this was given to me as a gift by a friend of mine back then, like probably a year or two after it came out. This is called The Rainy Season by James P. Blaylock. I don't hear a lot of people talk about this one, but I really, really dug it. There was something like really, I really, really liked the atmosphere of it. It's kind of like set in Southern California. It's very like, it seemed like very gray and rainy and stuff. It kind of reminded me of that Stephen King book, Bag of Bones, if you remember that one. It kind of gave me that sort of vibe. It's just, it's really cool. It's like kind of mysterious. You know, there's a mystery and all this other stuff. And, you know, there's an old well. And it's like, I love shit like that. It just reminds me of shit that I used to read when I was younger. And so I really liked some of it. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this one, but I've had it for fucking ever. And it was one that made a big impression, like back when I read it. And I probably wouldn't have sought it out on my own if somebody hadn't given it to me. So I think my friend Liz gave it to me, now that I'm thinking about it, for my birthday or something like that, because she had read it and she thought it was really good. So yeah, so I've read this before and I'm definitely going to reread it for the show because I feel like it's really good and it seems like it's a little bit underappreciated. I wanted to mention too, before I close the video out, is that there's two more books that are on my list that I actually can't show right now, because one of them, because it's an ebook and I don't have the cover, and the other one because I ordered it but it hasn't arrived yet. So the first one of those books was actually, the ebook version was sent to me by the author, Evan Whitmer, and it is a short story, like a surrealist short story compilation called Pages from the Pizza Crows. So he was nice enough to sent me an email and was like, hey, you know, do you want an ebook version or a print version? And you can review it on the show. And I said, yes, indeed. Surrealist horror. I'm all about that. So he sent me an ebook. So I'm going to be reading that and reviewing that as well. And the other book that I have ordered from Amazon but haven't received yet is No One Gets Out Alive by Adam Neville, which came out in 2014. This is a book that kept coming up on so many people's lists. Like, this is the scariest shit that I've ever read. And it came up on more than one person's list, like saying that. And I was like, okay, well, that sounds like a recommendation. So I went online and ordered it. For some reason, I couldn't find like a used one, or even the used ones were kind of expensive. But there was just so much hype about this book, but I'm like, I gotta fucking read this. So I ordered it. I think the copy I ordered was like $30 or something like that, which is like normally more than I would pay for picking up. Pretty sure it's a paperback, but it was just seemed like it was hard to get hold of. So I was kind of like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's really good because I've heard nothing but good things about it. But yeah, so the Adam Neville, No One Gets Out Alive. I just don't have it yet, so I can't show it to you. And the last one I'm going to talk about, so this video isn't 40 bajillion hours long, is another classic. This is by good old Richard Matheson. Man, I love Richard Matheson. Oh, I didn't bring it over here, but I think I have Duel, which is a big, huge compilation of a bunch of Richard Matheson's short stories and screenplays and stuff like that. I might get around to reviewing that one day, too. Like I said, I feel like it's kind of almost easier to do a novel than it is to do short story compilation, but I don't know. I don't know why that is. And I'm definitely going to do that Thomas Ligotti short story thing, so I don't know what the hell I'm bitching about, but whatever. So yeah, so this right here, Stir of Echoes, this came out in 1958. Novella, it's pretty short. And if you guys watch our movie retrospectives, we have done a movie retrospective on the movie version of this with Kevin Bacon, which, if you haven't seen it, which came out in 1999, I think, yeah, it came out the same year as fucking The Sixth Sense, which is one of the reasons why it doesn't get remembered as well, because The Sixth Sense kind of, like, stomped all over everything. They're like, ooh, we're the big ghost movie for the year. So this came out, like, almost the same time as that movie and kind of got buried, even though I honestly think Stir of Echoes is probably a better movie. And I really, really love the book. The movie is similar, like it did change some things, but you know, it's similarly themed, like similar kind of shit happens. But I love, love, love this book. I love Richard Matheson, and this is just such a good novella. And so definitely, definitely want to do this one. I might do I Am Legend too, at some stage. But like I said, that seemed kind of like we're running into with Peter Straub and Ghost Story. It just seems like it's so iconic that I feel like so many people have read it. But maybe not, you know, maybe I'm overjudging like how many people have read it. Maybe like younger people are watching this and they don't, you know, haven't read stuff that's old, that's that old or that's classic or whatever. So maybe I should just like say fuck it and not worry about, because I feel like at first I was kind of trying to get like more newer horror because I hadn't read a lot of that. But then I was kind of getting requests for stuff that was a few years back, and then when I was watching other people's channels, it seems like it almost doesn't matter like what year the shit came out, because some of the stuff I realized, I just bought it off Amazon thinking, oh, maybe it's new or it came out in the few last few years, and some of them were like really old. Some of them were like 10 years old, 20 years old, and I didn't even realize. You know, what's I think I said when I was talking about that Michael McDowell book, The Elementals, it's like I didn't even realize this book came out in like fucking 1982 or some shit like that. It's like as I saw like a review of it and I'm like, oh, that sounds really good, and I just bought it, and then I was like, oh, this is really old. But yeah, so I feel like it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of like movies. And honestly, books age even less, probably, because you're not seeing like janky special effects or anything. So yeah, this one here from 1958. Definitely want to do this one. And like I said, if you haven't seen the movie, you should definitely check that out because the movie is fucking good. All right, so that'll do it for my little special edition Tomes of Terror. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys are excited about seeing me review some of these books. Like I said, it's not going to be in any particular order. I don't really know what order I'm going to end up reviewing them in. I just have like a big pile in my office and I just kind of grab one. And that's not to say that if I don't, like if somebody sends me a book or if I see another book available, like at a bookstore or, online or whatever, and that sounds like really awesome and I might order it and I might end up reviewing that one before any of these. But I just wanted to give you guys an idea of what was in my pile and what was going to be coming up in 2021 as far as book reviews go. So, happy reading, you guys, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.